separated from that by a hedge was the barnyard, and the machinery shed was in there, the a building that was used as a milk house for taking care of the milk, the main barn, the hog lot, and corn cribs, chicken yard, and all that was more or less in an enclosure was called a barnyard.
I see. So the, would you feed the stock in the barnyard?
You're not talking of bringing them into the barn.
Where the troughs are.
Well,
outside.
No, that would be in the hogs would be fed in the hog lot. The feeding of the would probably be. I don't know, cattle. They were fed in the. I think you could call that the part of the barnyard where the cattle was fed.
Okay.
Of course, the horses were fed in the barn always. And the main feeding of the milk cows, of course, was in the barn.
Okay. Now, the place where the sheep and the cows graze?
Pasture.
And the kind of fence that you take your stick along and make a noise?
Picket fence.
Any other kind of fences they use around here?
Well, there's very few rail fences, and there are some woven fences, wire fences.
Woven, what they call woven fence or woven wire fence?
It's woven wire.
Mm-hmm. And the kind that have the jaggy things on it? That's
barbed?
Just barbed fence, you call it, or barbed?
Well, usually a barbed wire fence. I know that you're thinking of the word barbed wire too, aren't you?
Well, you made a distinction between barbed wire and barbed wire.
Yes, well, I think when people say barbed wire is because they've never heard the... they've never heard the word pronounced too carefully, just like a shop man will talk about the lathe. He's never heard that. Lathe, he's never heard that because there's too much noise in the shop, see?
Yeah, it's interesting, I hadn't thought of that one. Rail, they don't have any rail fences, though.
Very few.
Did they ever call it anything else? Wormwood or worm fence or anything?
No, I never heard
Virginia
them.
Virginia fence?
But then the trouble is, it's only rail fences I ever saw was when I was a small boy. Well, big enough to go to school. We had them in Moline and some of them.
And if you have a wire fence, every so often you've got to drive a... to hook it onto them.
You mean a post?
Mm-hmm. And you might say they had a big fence will have maybe 100
posts.
And the kind of things with fence are made out of stones or rocks. You ever have any of those?
Well, we don't have enough of that around here.
You don't even have a word for it.
Well, I've heard of stone fences, but not around here.
But if you had to talk about one, that's probably the word.
Yes, that's the word I'd use, is a stone fence.
Okay. And if a lady's going to have company, she'll get out her very best dishes. Another word for the very best dishes, of course, would be the expensive... not Japan.
Oh, I see. Well, yes, her very expensive china. But the...
You wouldn't use that much.
Lots of people wouldn't use that. We'd use it possibly here in town more than we would in the country. But
in the country, they might talk about a china egg, maybe. A fooler for a hen.
They talk mostly about getting out their best dishes, I think.
Best dishes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you had some water and you want to carry it from one place to another, you'd probably carry it in a...
in a bucket?
And that would be made out of...
it could be made out of wood or... most people would call it tin, however, that's not the proper word for it.
Metal. That gets around it.
Mm-hmm.
The bucket would be both, wood or metal.
Yes, that's right.
Or plastic even?
Even plastic.
You wouldn't say pail.
Well, they always called the milking pails, and there was no real difference between a milking pail and any other